Cam, your new album, Soulshine, is great. In fact, it is a masterpiece. And one thing
Thank you.
Is, well, you're very welcome. One thing that's really important here is we're listening to real instruments played by real musicians.
Exactly. And it's the first time for me because I was specialized in music with machine and computers. And for this one, you know, I decided to try to be the French Quincy Jones, you know, and try to conduct a lot of live musician. And I was, you know, I've done like four LP with samples and computers, you know. And after four LP like that, you know, you are like frustrated, you know, and you want to do a real LP, you know, with real.
Which is a big risk, is it not? Because you, with what we might call synthetic or mechanical music, you can more easily control the sound you're producing.
Yeah, because it's computer, it's not human.
Yeah.
But I prefer to work with real musician, and you, because the music is so, it's, there is an evolution, you know, on the track, you know, during like 6 or 7 minutes, you know, and it's never the same. And it's the things I reproach to the electronic music. It's sometimes it's always the same sequence.
More
you
two-dimensional.
Know?
You don't have that third dimension.
Exactly.
Because here you've got everything. You've got obviously keyboards. You've got
bass,
drums. You've got bass and of course live, horns.
Yeah, horns, flute, live strings.
But one other thing that we can't neglect here, you have the human voice. The most beautiful instrument of all.
Yeah.
And you did a casting that's incredible because there are so many fabulous voices. Now, normally, if this was an album, if this was a comp, we'd say,
yeah,
you've got so many fabulous people working with you, but I'm not going to say that because you have the voices that you're using as instruments rather than writing songs for specific artists.
Yeah.
Let's start. First, at the top of the album, we have our pal
Angoon.
Angoon, whose voice is so powerful but so well controlled, spiritual but sensual at the same time.
Exactly.
And you're using her voice unlike anything we've ever heard on any of her own albums because it comes in like a rift and it goes, summer in Paris,
yeah,
comme on était à Paris.
It's like a sample, you know, but a live sample, you know, because
yeah,
you try to recreate the atmosphere, you know.
When you talk about atmosphere, because the use of her voice plus the particular instruments you use in the progression of the song,
yeah,
which changes course, it transports us to Paris in summer. We feel like we're there. We see the people at the Café Saint-Germain, lovers strolling along
ice
the
cream.
And ice cream, of course.
Ile de la Cité.
The references,
yeah, yeah,
are incredible. So how do you begin composing? Did you have Angoon's voice in your head?
No. Because the story of Summer in Paris is the old track I've written like 4 years ago, you know. And I've done a first version with sample, you know. And for this LP, I tried to make a new version, you know. And we done the playback, you know. And after we say, okay, let's find a voice, you know, for this track. And I have done a first version with a singer called Lorraine Garnier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Laurent Garnier, but Lorraine Garnier. And I was not very happy, you know. And a friend...
She'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah. And that's life, you know. And a friend from Sony Music, you
yeah
know, suggest me to do the track with Angoon, you know. And I was a big fan of Angoon, you mm-hmm know, but...
It never came into your head.
No.
And how did she react? Because she's not used to probably working under your conditions, I'm quite sure.
She was very, very happy, you know, and she loved the track and the music, and it goes like that, you know, and it was very, very cool, you know.
That has to be a summer hit.
But all the participation with all the guests on the LP was very, very cool, you know.
Well, let's move on, because as we said,
yeah,
Angoon is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, you have...
Cameo.
Oh, Cameo, the kings of funk, who, of course, you have loved for years. But how did you get them to work on the album in the first place without them having the control that they're probably used to?
Because, you know, it is my best funk group, you know, since I am very, very young. You know, I was always, you know, it's Larry Blackmon, you know, in Cameo. It's like a
you god. Love funk.
Oh yeah, it's like a god for me, and the voice. And I say, okay, this LP is the LP of my dream, you know. And I try to have Cameo because it's one of my dreams since I'm very young.
Kept a lot of their little trademarks like that at the very beginning and throughout the song. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you work that. Love Junkie is the cut. It is fabulous. And again, with the progression of the instruments and the use of their voice.
Yeah.
You can't say it's a Cameo song. You can only say
But it's different, you know.
It's a Cam song with Cameo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because I try to have the signature voice, you know, from Larry, you know, and try to have the Cameo feeling, but in my way, you know, not to make like a second version or third version of Word Up, you know, or just to.
And were they happy?
Yeah.
Were they easy to work with? Because you must have been a little bit in awe of them since they were your idols.
Very, 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 very human, you know, and it was one of my best. Did you say rencontre?
Yeah, meetings,
my life, you know, because they are very, very cool and they love the track and it was a...
Well, that has to be a hit. There's no question about that unless people are totally tone deaf because...
I hope.
Oh, it's got to be. Now, on another level, because there's so many people here and I don't even know where to begin, but there's another female voice you use, and this is completely different than Angoon. China, who is a really accomplished... not only soul and jazz singer, and of course it may be a little bit in her genes because she's Dee Dee Bridgewater's daughter, but you use her, and this is sort of a contrast in the album because the album is an ensemble with, it's like a puzzle, each piece fits in between the preceding and the following. Now, in one song here called He's Gone, which is a masterpiece, but we must forewarn people who haven't heard it. It's really sad and macabre. This is about what? It's about a woman who's lost her lover or companion who apparently has been murdered.
Yeah. And but that's life, you know. That's real life, you know. And China, you know, it's a young singer, you know, and she's very talented. And I try to do something very different with China because usually she do R&B, you know, something very light, you know, but not in a bad way, but light, you know.
Sure.
And we try to do something very, very strong, you know, with a lot of feeling.
Well,
you're
trying
to
get emotional reaction, I suppose.
Yeah. I want, you know, it's the goal of all my LP, you know, to have some big emotion.
Well, I think the best works of art, including films or literature,
I don't want
they have to
do...
be contrast, don't they? You can have happy moments, but
But I don't want to do music only for cocktails, you know.
This is not cocktail music.
No, but
this is not going to be.
I love cocktail music, but you know, it's not music for
elevators.
Exactly, you know.
How do you compose? You compose at home, I suppose, in your own little world.
Exactly, with my very, very small studio, you know, and my ideas. Yeah, I compose at home, you know, and compose everything with computers, you know, and after we go to a studio and we try to replay all the sequence, you know.
Now, you started taking piano when you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not like you just...
But I forget everything.
You forgot everything.
From the solfège, you know. Yeah. But I've got the ears.
The ear, the musical ear. And you were exposed to a lot of varied and good music as a child, weren't you?
Yeah, jazz and classical music, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the both option at home, you know, classical and jazz. That's all.
And the end result in your music is that you work hard to be a perfectionist. Everything is well worked out. It's not slapped together. And you can tell when you're listening to it.
It was.
Yes.
But not for this LP.
Let's talk a little bit about the French scene. You're French, if people haven't noticed already and don't know.
Yeah.
Now, not trying to compare you to anyone else who has come up through the French club scene.
Because we are all different, you know.
All different, and that is true.
There is a French sound, you know, because we live in Paris, you know, we are French and we are influenced by Paris, you know, it's normal, you know. That's why we can say that there is a French sound, but we are all different, you know, and sometimes I'm feeling a little bit alone, you know, because I try to have
you want to be different?
Yeah, I want to be different, but sometimes I'm feeling a little bit alone because there is a lot of French artists, they do some house music, some And with my style of music, you know, I'm a little bit alone, you know?
But at the same time, we must not make the mistake of putting a label or an etiquette on your forehead, because your style evolves constantly. If we go back to, like, broadcasting live,
yeah,
then to project, yeah, pronouncing it as it's spelled on the cover, there's an evolution. There's a natural evolution,
I hope,
that follows, but it's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, because I don't like to make always the same style of music. You know, there is the music is so huge. You know, there is a lot of things to do that I can do two times the same LP. You know.
So what are you going
to? And sometimes it's a little bit hard for the people, because a lot of people know about me with Substance. You know,
sure.
And they thought that the third LP, the fourth LP, will be another Substance. You know. And each time, you know, I change all the
music. You throw them a curve, so they're completely off track.
I think it's better, you know.
So obviously you're going to throw people another curve after Soulshine.
I don't know. Maybe not, because I like the formula, you know, and I like the sound. It's the first LP that I'm very, very proud, you know, since the beginning of my career.
Well, you have every reason to be, but what is going to happen now is with this ensemble of really talented voices that you've used, and also their instrumental tracks, like Bounce is constantly in my head.
Yeah, yeah. I try to you know, I was a big fan of Chic,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Sure.
And I try to make a strange mix between Chic and Miles Davis.
And it works, but it's not either one, it's Cam.
Yeah,
exactly. But with this ensemble of human voices that you have, particularly on this album, what's going to happen is on subsequent albums, people are going to be clamoring to be on one of your albums and being used as an instrument.
Yeah, that's the goal, you know. It's like a nice carte de visite, you know, for the next one, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've got Guru, you know, Cameo, Angoon, DJ Premier, Afua, a lot of guests, and it's
something everybody has to hear, and once you, and it's one of the best investments you can make, because once you've bought the CD, it stays inside your head forever.
And it's guaranteed for 25 years.
For 25 years.
Of pleasure.
Okay, I can't wait to see how you're going to top this. Thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you.